Unit 4, Exercise 8. Reproductive cloning may enable researchers to make copies of animals with potential benefits for the fields of medicine and agriculture. For instance, the same Scottish researchers who cloned Dolly have cloned other sheep that have been genetically modified to produce milk that contains a human protein essential for blood clotting. The hope is that someday this protein can be purified from the milk and given to humans whose blood does not clot properly. Another possible use of cloned animals is for testing new drugs and treatment strategies. The great advantage of using cloned animals for drug testing is that they are all genetically identical, which means their responses to the drugs should be uniform rather than variable, as seen in animals with different genetic makeups. After consulting with many independent scientists and experts in cloning, the US Food and Drug Administration decided in January 2008 that meat and milk from cloned animals, such as cattle, pigs, and goats, are as safe as those from non-cloned animals. The FDA action means that researchers are now free to use cloning methods to make copies of animals with desirable agricultural traits, such as high milk production or lean meat. However, because cloning is still very expensive, it will likely take many years until food products from cloned animals actually appear in supermarkets. Another application is to create clones to build populations of endangered or possibly even extinct species of animals. In 2001, researchers produced the first clone of an endangered species, a type of Asian ox known as a gua. Sadly, the baby gua, which had developed inside a surrogate cow mother, died just a few days after its birth. In 2003, another endangered type of ox, called the banteg, was successfully cloned. Soon after, three African wildcats were cloned using frozen embryos as a source of DNA. Although some experts think cloning can save many species that would otherwise disappear, others argue that cloning produces a population of genetically identical individuals that lack the genetic variability necessary for species survival. Some people have also expressed interest in having their deceased pets cloned in the hope of getting a similar animal to replace the dead one. But as shown by CC, the cloned cat, a clone may not turn out exactly like the original pet whose DNA was used to make the clone.